Now, Caroline, Mark Harnett has been in touch, and he says when wind turbines create electricity, they're extracting energy from the air. So how much does the wind slow down after passing through the turbine? So can you put an efficiency number on the turbine in the same way as you can on, for instance, a solar panel?
So the short answer is yes, you can. So when the wind turns a blade of a wind turbine, it does in fact lose speed because of the sheer effort it takes to turn those blades. Now, this isn't something we really need to worry about. I know there's been some speculation that this could change the climate and this could have vastly terrible implications. But realistically, with the number of wind turbines we have at the moment, that decrease in wind speed is actually completely negligibly, unimportantly small, unless you're in a wind farm, in which case you don't want to put wind turbines downwind of wind turbines. But anyway, we can work out an efficiency for them by looking at how much energy they get out of the wind. So how much does the wind slow down versus how much energy they can output? And actually turns out that wind turbines are relatively inefficient because there's a lot of friction between the blades and the kind of rotor in the middle. So they sort of have an efficiency of, it changes hugely, but about 40% would be an okay guess. So yeah, in comparison to other energy formats, wind turbines are fairly inefficient, but luckily we've got a lot of wind, so it doesn't really matter.
But a solar panel is only, what, 25% efficient?
Yeah, so solar panels are fairly inefficient as well. So yeah, that's something we have to sort of live with when we're using natural forces to power things, really.
Thank you, Caroline.